Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning, kind of a rainy Wednesday, overcast morning here. April the 17th, 2024, 16 minutes past the hour, 62 degrees, and now partly cloudy skies, or partly sunny skies. Let's try that again. Partly sunny skies here in the Marion area. Well, in hour number one, we played the audio from the park district meeting in January, and now hopefully we have described or let people listen to how the downtown park went from Founders Park to Scherzer Park and back to Founders Park. Are there still questions? I don't know. The whole thing amounts to about $5,000 for the city. So there you go. All over the sign and the name of a park. And again, if you have any thoughts on any of that, 740-751-4038. And I hope you were able to hear that okay. Now, I do want to remind people that on May the 25th, it is the Stand By Your Veterans Banner Day, May the 25th, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And June the 29th, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So those are the dates for your Stand By Your Veterans Banner Day, May 25th, 11:30 to 12:30 and June 29th, 11:30 to 12:30. And that's the event in which you go stand under your veterans' banner here locally, which are on the poles all across town, which is great to see the veterans there. Now, in a morning where we're just clearing up all kinds of information, the other morning I was asked about Carrington and her status here and what's going on with that and so on and so forth. So, the other night, Monday night, I believe, Carrington, we got together and we taped a little thing here to kind of describe what actually is going on, straighten it all out from what you've read or what you've heard. So let's go to that little six-minute piece of audio footage. This is Carrington and I the other night kind of trying to describe what was said on the Friday night program and what actually is reality, because I think there was a little bit of confusion. So let's play this tape and then we'll come back and talk about it. This is Scott Spears, and the other night on the station, Carrington, who's been with us for 9 months now, made an announcement, and I think people have interpreted it not exactly as it was meant. So we're going to clear up some of that ambiguity here, and Carrington's going to set the record straight in what is actually happening, and then I'll fill in some gaps, and we'll kind of go from there. So Carrington, what exactly is going on?
As I said the other night, I received a conditional job offer from an airline because I have wanted to be a stewardess for at least the last 5 years, I think. So this has always been kind of like a long-term goal of mine that I've been working toward. And part of that is you go to a six-week training that is in another state. So I won't be physically present, I guess, for the next 6 weeks. And then after your training is done, you'll get placed in another state because Ohio does not have a base option for the specific airline that I am working for. Sorry to be so vague about it, too. The airlines are really weird about you using their name and stuff. And, like, I don't want to get in trouble before I even start. So got to keep it ambiguous right now. So sorry for that. There's just a lot of uncertainty with it, though. As I said, I'm going to the 6-week training, and then I don't even know where I'm going to get placed after that. So I don't know what the schedule exactly is going to look like. I know for the entire first year that I would be doing this, it's kind of like an on-call position. So I don't know what my hours are going to look like. So my involvement with the radio station is just kind of like, it's up in the air right now. But I didn't want to just stop showing up on Friday nights and leave people with questions as to why I wasn't there. So just to reassure everyone, I'll still be here. I still love doing this. There's nothing weird going on. That's the whole situation. I'm not leaving. Nobody panic.
Well, and I would just want to make sure that we do say that nobody's trying to force you out. Nobody's trying to go in a new direction. Nobody is asking you to leave. You're still going to be part of the family here. Just because you're not in the studio every Friday doesn't mean you're not going to be calling in from time to time. And who knows what'll happen as time goes on. We think you're going to have your own show that will be on the station, so you're still going to have a presence. And you'll tape that from different locations, which I think will be great. And I think you will be able to call into some of the shows that we're doing, so still participating with us. And you're going to be back here in May for a live show, so we'll learn what the training was all like and how that's all going and where you're headed. So it is not an end by any stretch of the imagination.
Absolutely. My graduation date as of right now should be May 28th. So I think that Friday would be May 31st. So hopefully you should expect to hear from me then, if not sooner. I hope to call in on Friday nights. But again, I just don't know what my schedule is going to be like. It's all very like up in the air. I've kind of just got to show up and see what happens. And it is what it is. I'm excited to see what happens there, but I do love doing the radio. I hope to do this for years to come, so nobody think that this is the end. I will still be here.
Well, and before we wrap this up, what I do want to say, because it is a little bit of a change, that's really all it is. It's just a little bit of a change, is that, you know, from the time that we met up with you at the fair last year, it has been nothing but fun, and we have had a lot of adventures together. You know, from Philadelphia to the Mary Ellen events, to the Bratwurst Festival, to the fair, like I said, election night, Christmas, and all the things we've done, lighting Christmas trees all over. And I could not think of somebody better to be around and more fun. And you really have taken to this field in a way that a lot of people don't. I have such admiration for that. And I know that whatever you do, you're just going to be so successful at whatever you do. And this has been such a great time. And you have made the station better being a part of it. And we will miss you, but you're not going to go away forever. But you've made it better. And I just have nothing but the highest admiration and the highest respect for you. And it's just a very good feeling. And I, like I said, I know you're going to be successful in whatever you do. We will miss seeing you every Friday night, but it certainly is not the end. And I know the sky is the limit for whatever you want to do.
That was a good one. That was really heartfelt. People out there think that me and Scott don't get along because we talk on the air and, you know, we bicker and we have our bit that we do. But at the end of the day, it's all love. I'm so grateful to be here. I love getting to hang out with you. Nobody knows that we've just spent the last 7 hours working on the first episode of my show and just hanging out. So it's we get along just fine. Nobody doubt that. That's for sure. Thank you, Scott. You've been the best mentor I could ask for. Things happen in a weird way. You know, you're at the fair and all of a sudden you're on the radio and 9 months later we're here. I couldn't have imagined this going anything like this if I had to draw it up. You know, a year ago, I would never have said that this is where I would be. But I'm so happy to be here. I can't wait to continue this and see where it goes.
And hopefully that answers any questions in regard to what's going on with Carrington. We kind of did that very quickly on Friday, but that was taped, I think, on Monday night. So there you go. 25 minutes past the hour on this April the 17th, 2024. 63 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. And as you can see, there's nothing but love and happiness in regard to that whole situation. And basically right now it's just a 6-week training, and she'll be back at the end of May before Memorial Day to do a program with us. And I do believe she'll be calling in. We had talked about that, and doing her own show, which will be a very interesting thing to see where she is in the world and what's going on. So I think it's all very positive. And, you know, that is how you should transition from one situation to another. Nothing but nice things to say. Every ending does not have to be slash and burn and people angry with everybody. Clearly, in that situation, nobody is angry with anybody. Everybody is fine. And over the time that she was here, we became, you know, I would say very close. I mean, obviously, as she said in that little package there, we were together 7 hours on, well, whatever day that was. They all kind of blend together at this particular point. And I don't know. What do you say? So hopefully that answers any questions anybody had in regard to what's going on there. She's very, very good in this field. So I don't think she'll be going away anytime soon. And I would probably bet that she's not going to go away really at all at this particular point. So there you have it. And if you have anything you'd like to say, feel free to give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have any questions regarding that or anything else, 27 minutes past the hour here on this April the 17th, 63 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in the Marion area. And remember, we did listen to the little bit in hour number one about Scherzer Park versus Founders Park. And if you'd like to discuss that, we can do that as well. Also, what's going on with the city auditor McGinnis situation and Ray Grogan? We really have no idea at this point. I guess we'll find out as we go on down the road. Those are the topics. So again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, give me a buzz, and we certainly can discuss it. And, you know, what I was thinking the other night, when all that was going on with Carrington, I thought, you know, this, I'm not really sad about anything, because nothing is really changing to any degree. Near as I can tell, nothing is changing. And I think we've all become very close around the station here, from Pastor Craig to Matt to Carrington to Sean to Terry to Adam and everybody in between. I hope Linda, don't want to leave out any names here. We've all become very happy with each other. And it is like a big family. And I don't know that it was always that way. We always all got along. There was really no anger between anybody here at the station. But that's, you know, it's just a much closer group now than it was in the past. And I don't know if I was ever anybody's mentor, but we certainly had a lot of fun together. Let's put it that way. We had a lot of fun together, and we're going to continue to have fun together. Nobody suspect that the fun is going to stop, because we email all the time, Carrington and I, and obviously I still see Matt all the time. There is really no change going on, and who knows what's going to happen on this end. You never know what surprise is around the corner as far as any of that goes. So again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have any thoughts on that little number there, I know there were some questions about it earlier in the week. And if you have any questions in regard to the whole Scherzer Park, Founders Park situation, we can discuss that as well. You know, yesterday, we got into an interesting discussion on the program about conspiracies. And is there always something behind something? You know, I don't know. I just don't know. I have a hard time believing that everything has something behind it. Now, do some things? Yeah, I think so. I think some things have something behind them. But then other things, you know what's interesting about a conspiracy theory to me is that if you look hard enough, you can see a conspiracy. But if you look hard enough in the opposite direction, not looking for a conspiracy, you can also see that, where things happen just because they happen that way. So that's why I'm never fully high up on conspiracy theories. Am I sure that things have happened that were dusted under the rug? Well, of course, I'm sure there were things that happened that were dusted under the rug. But do I think everything is like that? Does everything have some kind of motive? I'm not sure. I would tend to doubt it. I don't think that's probably what's going on. But again, that's just me. And everybody can have their own opinion, and that's what I like about people calling in, is that everybody does have their own opinion, and we can kind of go from thought to thought to thought to thought. I mean, this whole situation with Miranda McGuinness and Ray Grogan, we could say, well, there's a conspiracy there. If you look deep enough into it, we could find one. But is there one? I don't see evidence of that as of yet. The thing with the parks. The park naming, you know, the deeper you dig into that situation, you could say, well, there's something very nefarious going on there. Well, is there something nefarious going on there? I don't know. I haven't seen proof of that. There's odd things about it. I think there are certainly questions, but I don't know that anything nefarious is going on. So that's why I tend to look at conspiracy theories a little skeptical. How about that? Because I think they would say a skeptical person follows conspiracy theories. Well, I tend to be skeptical of conspiracy theories because I think you can turn anything into a conspiracy theory for whatever reason. But they certainly are entertaining. I've watched many shows about conspiracies, and they certainly are entertaining to watch. Again, the phone lines are open 32 minutes past the hour here on this April the 17th. Mostly skies and 63 degrees. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you. Oh, and by the way, what I hope that audio did at the beginning of this particular program in regard to Carrington and this station and myself, not only did it clear up any confusion, hopefully, in regard to what's happening, but I hope it cleared up any confusion in the idea that anytime somebody leaves or anytime somebody changes their position, it's not always a bad thing. It's not, there is no anger. There's no people arguing with each other. There's no, I mean, most of the time, it's very, very positive. Everybody's on a very positive high note, and it's kind of more of, well, where do we go from here? What's going to happen next? How's this all going to work out? And that's not a bad thing, I don't think. I mean, holy mackerel, I spent pretty much 9 months arguing with her on Friday nights. But I think that gave us a great, great relationship to where the other night, as she said, I was with her for 7 hours putting together her program. So I've always said that about all the shows, the exchange program, the Friday night show. Yes, we might disagree and argue on the air, but off the air, it's not like that at all. It just isn't. There is no arguing. There is no carry over off the air. Everybody is always fine. Everybody's always normal and happy and gets along with each other. And that's a rare thing. So there you have it. that's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. And again, our phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 35 minutes past the hour. And you know, when it comes back to Monday's question, kind of our ongoing theme this week, are you happy? Well, I think I can pretty well say that I am happy. This has been a good week, and most weeks are. Most weeks are good, I have to say. Not a lot of negative going on in life. Now, let's do this story. I was going to do this yesterday, but why not get into it today? Last week was so busy coming back from Philadelphia. I really did not have a chance to get into this, but it was a big Ohio story, so why not do it? A 911 call released by Columbus Police reveals more details about how the body of Sam Randazzo was discovered last Tuesday morning. A spokesperson for the Franklin County Coroner's Office said Randazzo died by suspected suicide. Randazzo faced state and federal charges tied to the House Bill 6 nuclear bailout scandal and to his business after Governor Mike DeWine appointed him as the chair of the PUCO of Ohio. The night before his body was discovered, Randazzo walked less than a mile from his home on South Grant Street to an industrial building he owned on 492 East Mound Street. His wife called a Summit County court employee Tuesday morning when Randazzo was supposed to check in with the court. According to the phone call, she said he took a walk the night before and he hadn't returned. He was wearing a GPS monitor. The employee called Columbus 911 to ask for a wellness check. We have located the transmitter, and she believes her husband is not in a good mental place. Potentially, he could harm himself due to the nature of the trial that's going on and these current new charges that came in last week, the man told the 911 dispatcher. The 911 center dispatched Columbus firefighters to the scene. Randazzo's body was found hanging. Randazzo had pleaded not guilty to 22 state and 11 federal charges filed against him. According to court filings, Randazzo was mentally distressed about wearing a GPS monitoring device. His bid to move his federal trial from Cincinnati to Columbus was denied. His attorneys said the daily trip would have been taxing to Randazzo, who was battling a number of chronic health issues. Randazzo's assets were frozen, and Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost was attempting to confiscate $4.3 million of Randazzo's allegedly received as a bribe. Randazzo was scheduled to be arraigned on a supplemental forfeiture specification on April 19th in Summit County. Yost's office hasn't responded to inquiries on what will happen with efforts to collect the $4.3 million. So there you go. The former head of the PUCO here in Columbus Monday or Tuesday, a little over a week ago, commits suicide by hanging. So what do you think about that? That's been something going on with Governor DeWine, certainly. Obviously, this man was in a bad mental state. I don't know. It's sad that this had to happen. Apparently facing some health issues at the time. I'm sure that probably figured in to what went on last week. And, you know, it's... when somebody's accused of a crime, I assume they probably do go through a lot mentally. And it's sad that it has to end that way. But you know what? I've heard the conspiracy theories about this now, because with him gone, we'll never hear his testimony. And we'll never hear why he did what he did, or who told him to do what he did, and were there other people involved. So, do you see anything odd with this? Any conspiracy theories? Any things that maybe are not on the level when it comes to this gentleman who's no longer with us, Sam Randazzo? I don't know. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 40 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. It certainly is an unfortunate case, to say the least, that somebody's life had to end that particular way. But if you look deep enough, as I say, you can find several things in there that probably you would consider not to be on the up and up. And as I said, a lot of people are very skeptical of this because now there will be no trial in regard to this gentleman because he's no longer with us. So what did he know? Did he write down anything? Were there any interviews with prosecutors or lawyers or people in law enforcement who know something that maybe we don't know? I don't know. This was awful big news, considering this whole thing has been going on for literally years now. I don't know what the end result will be. Any thoughts? Feel free to buzz in, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you think that there's anything up with the whole Sam Randazzo suicide? Unfortunately. But I will say this, that you know, we just talked about conspiracy theories, but people have asked me about this one. People have said, boy, this is awful weird timing, because he was due to be arraigned, I believe, this Friday, and he commits suicide last Monday or Tuesday. Were there any ties to the governor? I don't know. And I don't know if we'll ever know now. After this happens, I think it certainly is questionable. Let's put it that way. Now, is there a conspiracy theory there? Is there some strange happenings there? I really don't know. I'm sure people have heard about this, and I'm sure people have something to say. So if you do, this is your shot. 740-751-4038, amongst anything else we've talked about here this morning, changing of Founders Park to Scherzer Park and then back to Founders Park, which, remember, cost Marion about $5,000 in just changing the sign back and forth, which is kind of interesting. Will Miranda McGinnis face any kind of fallout from Ray Grogan's office? We have passed the 30-day mark. And we don't seem to be hearing a whole lot about that at this particular point. Maybe we will as time goes on. We gave you an update on the situation with Carrington here at the station and where that's going to go. So hopefully all questions in regard to that were cleared up earlier in the program in that little 6-minute piece that we played. So hopefully everything is moving in a positive manner in regard to that. So between Scherzer Park, the Randazzo situation, suicide, the question in regard to Miranda McGinnis, and the events surrounding Carrington here at the station, we will leave the phone line open for about 16 minutes here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you want to hear about my friends here on the property?
Yes.
Oh, I got a good story. I've got a mallard, and I've got a mother goose, and I got a father goose, and a father mallard. But the fathers are laying off like a wide receiver waiting for a pass. If there's any trouble, they're going to come in, and they're going to protect their spouse. And I think the family is underneath the female goose and the female mallard. But of all the area I've got, you've been out here, all the area, pond and all, the mother goose is right at the edge of the pond, and she's there And I've made friends with her last year and her husband. I use these words loosely, but she and he recognize my voice, and I recognize their feeling towards my voice. So I say, good boy, good girl, excuse me, hey, how about your allergy before I go any farther? It didn't help out any bit. I got a little thing there with this rain and stuff. Thought maybe it'd wash you away.
I know. The last 2 days have been a little rough. Hopefully, as the day goes on, it'll get a little better.
I was out all day yesterday, so all the pollen or anything they want to blame it on, I do it. But I just, I haven't noticed anything out of the ordinary. But anyhow, get back to the wildlife. If there the goose is out the pond. Well, that's kind of a natural setting. I can see it right here from the bay window, day in and day out. And as I walk back, I keep repeating myself, good boy, good girl. And they've become, instead of wild, they're becoming domesticated in life with human beings, which a lot of wildlife around the cities and stuff have a tendency to do. So here's the mallard. Now, she has been around, and they already are making a decision to lay their eggs, and they've already got them laid, and they've been incubating those eggs religiously here for going on maybe a week and a half. I never put down the document paper, but the Mrs. Mallard is right outside our front porch here. Now, that is only 10 feet from the dwelling of our house here. I go in and out of the carport, and she flew there and about knocked my head off there about 2 weeks ago. But then I pulled the car back a little bit and kind of babysit it and inched it up a little bit the next day, and I've become partners with her. I believe, because she blends in so much, I don't know if she's right there, and there isn't much cover there, but I saw her feathers through the binoculars with the wind blowing out of the west, and I knew it was her. Mother Nature's concealment is astronomical about wildlife, but then she's got a clutch of eggs. Get this one, Scott. A clutch of eggs of the number 12.
Oh.
Now, the mother goose, most of the time over the 30 years, this is 30 years that I've been, and my wife has enjoyed this spot out here of wildlife and all the things you get to see in that part. It's one of our love of life. And she's got 12. So I, every morning, get up and I say, hey, good boy, good girl. And, of course, the mallard here can hear me, and this one here. And I thought, well, they know that I'm still around, and they are still around. So I'm going to let you know down along the line here on your show, if you'd like for me to let you know what's going on, and we'll just see what the turnout is. I think it's an interesting topic, if you don't mind me doing that.
No, no, I like to hear updates like that.
Okay, and so that was just one story I got here. And here is coming grass mowing. Have you mowed your grass yet?
You know, I haven't. I think I'm going to do it Monday.
Scott, why don't you just leave it go until, don't ever mow it at all. Just let it grow up, and you have a little wildlife area there. But no, you know what? Once you start mowing it, Scott, I was out there yesterday afternoon, and I'd done different sections and stuff, and I'm telling you, I cannot believe it. I told Carol just this morning before your show came on, I said, Carol, I mowed there. I looked right out there, and I believe it's grown 2 or 3 inches overnight. Can you believe that?
I know. The water that has fallen and I think the lack of cold temperatures all winter, I think the grass is growing like crazy.
I was up here before the day, right there at daylight, and my hand on the thermometer read 70, and so I'm looking out there right now, and it's overcast, like you said on the beginning of your show. It's about 72. The sun will come out a little bit on this one, but that's a very mild temperature and a excellent growing temperature, and it's excellent for the Mrs. Mallard and Goose. They can get off, and they stretch themselves a little bit. Then they get right back and wiggle that body down over those eggs to incubate them. But they've had the best incubation that I've seen in both the mallards and the goose. So I just thought I'd pass that on. And you know something about baseball? I wanted to say this, that in 1952 when I was playing, my dad always took care of the big things. And so he got me my first bicycle that was out on East Center Street at a, I think it was a B.F. Goodrich store there. As you're going east, there it was on the right-hand side, as south side, whatever you want to terminate. But he bought me a brand-new bicycle. I didn't know what he was doing. I was just in the car with him. He said, and he took it away. Oh, boy, that's a tearjerker when you think about it. But that's what parenthood does. And so, anyhow, he said, I want you to take care of it now, because that is the last one you're going to get. And that's the way my father was. Very, very, he has done everything for me, but just once. And then he gave me the warning. And so, anyhow, it goes back to baseball in 1952. I made the Little League team, tried out and made the Little League team. And so I needed a baseball glove. So I went downtown Marion. Now, this is downtown Marion. The box stores are around Marion. And went downtown Marion to Sears. And you worked for that facility, because I remember when you were a very young man, I saw you over there, and that we've discussed that before. But we went to Sears. And what to my wondering eyes appeared, that he said, hey, try this on. And I looked at it, and I've tried it on. I said, Dad, I like this one. This is nice. But here's the moral of the story. Guess what signature was on?
Who's that?
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams.
It had my name on it, Scott, my name. So what kind of thrill, an 11-year-old that was going into Little League and played Little League and had my own ball glove with my name on it, Scott, Ted Williams. And you know who Ted Williams is very well.
I do.
Yeah, so that was kind of one of my real young, long time ago. I can start saying that, like Charlie used to say, oh, a lot of you haven't been around yet or stuff. But it's kind of fun, but memories. And I think one of the boys, I don't know which one I give it to, I think Todd, he's 4 years older than Ronnie. And that's that. And you got a minute for another little thing?
No, I got plenty of time.
Well, our granddaughter, Antoinette, that's High Division of Wildlife Officer, she had one child, and it's 2 years old and 2 months. But what is going to happen tomorrow? She is going to have another child, and it is a girl, and it's going to come out. And Antoinette was always a firm speaker and stuff. Wonder who she got that from. But she said that the doctor said, it's coming out Thursday, whether it wants to or not. And Antoinette said, I hope it comes out, because this thing really is causing me trouble. It kicks me, and it kicks me, and it does this. And she said, I thought the first one was going to be something, but wait till this next one. So the next one is going to stay with our son, the oldest son, Todd, and his wife. So they're going through the generation of now they're the grandparents of one that's two years old and 2 months. Here comes a sister of her, and they're going through the things that we went through with our family. So I just thought that family matters and things about that is kind of corresponding with wildlife and human beings, Scott.
It sounds good to me. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, and you continue your show. Be listening,
thank
buddy.
You. Bye-bye. All right, and again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 54 minutes past the hour, if you'd like to get in on anything we've talked about this morning, or if you have anything going on in your own life. It's always interesting to hear what's going on with other people. I find it fascinating to know what other people are doing. You know, everybody's got a life, and everybody has stuff going on. It's always good to hear. You know, the thing just flashed up here on the screen. Very high pollen. Very high pollen. So those, I think that's the weather we're in because of the warmer weather and the rain and things of that nature. But we soldier on regardless. A cough and a little, it's not a scratchy throat. It's more of a clogged throat that I get from time to time. Just when I'm talking a lot here. All right, phone lines are open for about six more minutes here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 55 minutes past the hour here. Very high pollen in the area, we can say for sure this morning. But I hope we covered a lot of bases this morning and cleared up a lot of things. Playing the audio in regard to the park change name downtown from Schertzer Park to Founders Park to Founders Park to Schertzer Park to all the things that happened in regard to that. Took a long time to get to the point where we could clear that up with some degree, that it was changed back by Mayor Collins at the behest of people downtown, I guess is the story there. We'll keep you updated on the Miranda McGinnis situation, and if we hear anything from Ray Grogan in regard to that, we'll keep you updated on that, if there will be any charges or any changes there. We'll keep you updated on what's going on with Carrington. We kind of explained that at the beginning of the hour here and how that situation is all going to shake out. We talked about the whole Randazzo situation committing suicide last Monday night. Not the most happy or flowery story, but how's that all going to shake out? He was supposed to be arraigned 2 days from now, but apparently, obviously, that's not going to happen now. With him committing suicide last Monday, where do we go from here in regard to that? And then, of course, as I've said earlier in the program, we got the big Veterans Day event. Two big days of Veterans Day events coming up here. Stand by your Veterans Banner Day, May 25th, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And June the 29th, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So those are the days you go out and stand under the banner of the veteran that you have put up. May 25th, 11:30 to 12:30, and June 29th, 11:30 to 12:30. And again, our phone lines stay open, 740-751-4038. And I think we're going to get one more call in here before we wrap this thing up this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I listened very closely to what you got to say, but on the a part about the one on the suicide, and I caught it very well myself, and I thought it was clear to me, but I want to verify. You said he hung himself by a rope?
That's what, yeah, I think that's what the thing said, yeah.
Well, anyhow, to me, I've heard of people doing that. I knew a person that done that, and it seems to me like that was, you know, it took a while to get that decision that he's going to do that because the rope has to be just right and everything has to be right to complete that he done it, and that's the way it is. So I just thought maybe the way we was talking about it, whatever driven him to it, he had time to think about doing that, I believe. That wasn't just like taking the gun and putting it in sure ahead.
Yeah, I think it was definitely planned out, but I do know that it's been strange because all weekend, because we didn't talk about it on the show last week, people were asking me, because he was such a central player in this whole scandal going on with the governor and everything, now that he's out of the way, is there really much to talk about? I don't know. And it's odd timing, I guess, is what people...
Yeah, and you know, at my age and going on with your age, this is happening for a long, long time. And it isn't the first, and it'll never be the last. But have a good one, Scott, and you cheer up there, and... enjoy the day, whether we have pollen and got the frog in our throat or not. If you got too many frogs in your throat, come on out and spit them out there. I got fish in the pond. Have you ever fished, Scott?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, about a minute left in the program today, 740-751-4038. Yes, by the sounds of that 911 call, it would seem as if Mr. Randazzo did commit suicide by hanging, which is terrible, but it's going to leave a lot of questions, whether people like it or not, in regard to was it on purpose, because this was a guy who had a lot of answers, who was involved in a lot of things, and now we're not going to hear those answers. And where does that put us in the situation we're in with what they have called the whole First Energy scandal? I don't know. But I do know that we'll be back tomorrow morning for another program, and maybe we'll discuss it more then, or maybe there'll be other things that happen in the next 24 hours we'll discuss. But we will discuss them, I'll tell you that. because when I say this, I always come back. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.